Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit betterhelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Rathner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Why not? It's a Thursday night for many people. Friday begins a long weekend, if not a week off. And I'm actually not taking a spring break or anything of the sort. It just works out that my vacation is coming up this next week. And it's circumstance that has to do more with the person that I'm traveling with than it does have to do with me. So she picked this week and we are going. I will be in Arizona this time next week. Oh my gosh, you guys, this time next week, I will be hours away from hiking the Grand Canyon. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I can't believe it's so close. We planned this trip months ago. And actually, Jay and I were planning on doing the same when we were planning on being at the Super Bowl in Arizona. But because that did not work out, sorry, Jay, I've replaced you with someone else. And now we're hiking the Grand Canyon next weekend.
See how easy that was?
No. It's just, that's how, unfortunately, we weren't able to be there. But I think that it might be a more enjoyable trip to Arizona because I won't be dog tired from working all week on Radio Row.
Yeah, doing it on just vacation sounds nice.
Yes, and I am really looking forward to my aunt and uncle, seeing my aunt and uncle. These are my Grammy Helen's kids. Same aunt and uncle with whom I traveled to Alaska going back to 2011, I believe. And so, yeah, really excited about the opportunity to see them and to spend time with them, knowing, of course, that we share Grammy Helen in common. And also, in addition to that, it's my kick this birthday in the rear end and go hike the Grand Canyon. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, that just dawned on me this time next week. Hopefully, I will not be too anxious to sleep. And by anxious, I just mean excited, full of anticipation, not anxious. It's whatever you hike. It's not whatever. It's just hiking. It just happens to be that I'll be hiking in a place where it's breathtaking and I've never seen anything like it. And it's one of the, are there now 8 wonders of the world, 9 wonders of the world? But it is one of the originals. So anyone have any experience hiking the Grand Canyon, just let me know. I am 1 week away. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm really excited to do a little football fodder. So almost Friday football fodder. That's what's coming up. You guys are going to laugh with Eli Manning on the Pat McAfee show. He tells stories about how he and Peyton prepare for the Monday. I call it Monday Night Mannings. I think most people call it the Manning cast. But let's just say they prepare very differently. And so that's going to be fun. So we'll hear from Eli Manning. There's other football sound as well. Marvin Jones returning to the Detroit Lions and cannot believe what he's seeing. This is not the Detroit that he left. That's what he wants everyone to know. A little bit with Steve Keim as well. Former Cards general manager. He's now free to speak about Kyler Murray. So there's a lot to talk about on this hour of the show, this edition of the show, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Want to pick up a little bit with the Masters here because we have not seen Brooks Koepka in the form that he displayed on Thursday in recent years. He's been injured. But what he dropped on us after the round, did you all hear him talk about his injury from 2021? All right, so just to refresh your memory if you missed it. In 2021, Brooks Koepka did not make the cut. So he missed the cut at the Masters. And then last year also didn't play the way that he wanted to. He wasn't right. But he tells the story. He, again, very revealing post-round. Not sure whatever possessed him to share this information, to share this detail, but he did. Apparently, in 2021, he was home. He slipped. And when he slipped, he dislocated his knee, proceeding to shatter his knee. He must have landed directly on it, or he landed with his knee on something sharp or some corner or something. The way he landed, it shattered his knee.
Yikes.
Oh, no joke. But not just that, he put it back in place. So think about it. You dislocate your knee. You can see that you dislocate your knee. He decided, as he sees, now these are the details. I don't really want to hear him talk about it, so I'm just going to share with you what he said. My leg was sideways and out.
Yikes.
Stop that. My foot was turned out. Okay, so his knee was no longer where it was supposed to be, which meant the rest of his leg was pointing the wrong direction. He says, I went ahead and snapped it back in. And because the kneecap had already shattered, it was actually easy to put my knee back in place. Oh, so there's no resistance. So the same kneecap and bones that keep the knee in place and cause resistance, right? Like, it's not easy to dislocate your knee. It's not easy to do that. Why? Because the kneecap and the other ligaments are holding it in place fairly tightly. But I guess after he shattered his kneecap, he thought, oh, well, it's already broken, so I'll just put it back in place. And when he did that, he tore ligaments. So he went, yeah, no, see, not only did he shatter his kneecap and dislocate his knee, but he then proceeded to tear ligaments when he decided he would put it back in place himself.
So I guess it wasn't really so easy.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. This is what he's talking about after his round on Thursday. Gross. Like, not gross as in he's gross. Just, oh, like, first of all, it must have looked gruesome. I guess gruesome would be a better word. Not gross. Gruesome. And so what he had to do was get surgery. But it wasn't that long after his surgery that he attempted to golf at the Masters. So this is Brooks Koepka. Now, this is minus the details, because you can go get the details yourself if you want. But the last 2 years, because he wasn't right, he did not make the weekend.
I just write the last 2 years off, pretty much. Like, I came 3 weeks after surgery, and then last year just wasn't anywhere near it. So I'm healthy now, so all that's behind me. But yeah, I'm not too worried about the last 2 years.
2 weeks after surgery, he thought it'd be a good idea to play the Masters, which is one of the most challenging courses to walk on the entire PGA circuit. Okay. He's tougher than I thought. Could you imagine? He thought it was a good idea to put it back in himself. Okay, Dr. Koepka. And then he tears ligaments in the process. I mean, some people tear ligaments, they can't walk. Like, I don't know which ligaments, ACL, MCL, PCL, DCL. I have no idea. I just know he tore ligaments in the process.
Is that story embarrassing or impressive for him?
Well, it depends on what he was doing at home. I'll be perfectly honest. I do not know what he was doing at home. So do you remember the story of Brian Greasy? You could Google this, Producer Jay. Brian Greasy, I believe it was a party with Broncos. This was when he was the quarterback of the Broncos. I believe it was a party with fellow Broncos teammates. It may have been a July 4th party or something along those lines. He's in his driveway. He's drunk. He slips. He falls. He hurts himself. He breaks bones. So that is embarrassing. If you are in your own driveway and you're drunk and you trip and you fall and you hurt yourself, That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's not good.
If you're playing with fireworks and you take off your own finger, that is embarrassing. Okay, so I don't have much. I have sympathy. I'm sorry. That's painful, but
you did it to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you had to know there was a risk. Maybe Brian Griese didn't realize that he was falling down drunk, but that is what happened. In this particular case, I do not know what Brooks was doing in his home. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, he was on a ladder attempting to fix something on the ceiling, or let's hope he wasn't attempting to climb up on the roof. That's probably never a good idea.
Clean the gutters.
Well, you can hire people for that. I feel like he's got enough money, he can hire people for that. I even hire people for that. But whatever he was doing, as long as he wasn't acting like a total idiot, maybe the cat tripped him. My cat trips me sometimes. I'm just saying, there are times when I have to be really careful because I'm about to hit the deck because the cat has tripped me.
But I mean, more like the fact that he tried to put his knee back in. Like, is that impressive? Or does the fact that he tried
like
to do
stupid,
that and
actually.
Then tore ligaments, is that embarrassing? Or is it like, wow, that's really cool that he actually put his knee back in his place, but it's embarrassing?
No,
it's
because
one,
he made it worse, because then he tore ligaments and had to have...
So it's like, what do you think? Like, it's stupid. It's not, like, impressive, right?
What's incredible, and I don't know if it's stupid or impressive or both, maybe, is that he tried to play the Masters 2 weeks after having his knee put back in place and ligaments repaired.
Yeah, like, again, is that stupid or
yes.
is that like...
Well, it's both. It's
I
both
don't know.
Stupendous and stupid. Estupido. It's both. It's just
the fact that the injury, like, he made it so much worse by trying to fix it himself. Like, that's the part for me where I'm like, that's where it went from to really stupid, where I can't feel sorry. Because why would you do that? Just go to the doctor.
Well, you're not going anywhere. Call 911. Call someone to come get you. You're not going anywhere.
Why would you ever think that putting your own bones back into place when you have no idea what you're doing is a good idea?
Well, now, I've never been out in Afghanistan or any of the other types of Kuwait, Iraq, these places where our military serves. You do, of course, hear these types of stories where, and generally the units will have someone who is trained in field medicine or at least has an idea of what can be done. But you do hear these stories about how guys have their shoulders pop back into place and I don't know this because I've never dislocated my shoulder, but you hear that it's worse if it's out. It's far more pain if it's out. If you can pop it back in, it's not like it feels good, but at least it's not... just hanging there,
but,
right?
Yeah, like you said, that they're trained like medics and they're like, I don't know, like army men. Brooks Koepka's a golfer. Like
it's army men, you said. Army men, as if there are no other types of servicemen and women. And
of
women,
course,
thank
army,
you.
Yes.
I would think that the army women would be just as tough. Anyway, I don't know how many people have ever done this. You do this. I have seen these types of injuries on a basketball court, in sports. Very rarely do you see an athlete pop it back in place himself. Now, what you will see is this has happened on the sidelines. Fingers pop back into place after they're dislocated, maybe even a wrist, but a knee or a shoulder.
Ankle, maybe.
An ankle? What the hell?
Pop
no.
the ankle back in.
No. You wouldn't. You would pass out in pain.
Oh, my gosh. I would be out for the season.
What season? There would be no season. That would be the end of your life. So, anyway, good for Brooks Koepka that he is fully healthy now. It's just he dropped this bombshell on the reporters after the round. This is after he has 3 birdies in his last 4 holes, and he hit 12 of 14 fairways. So, way to go. Welcome back, Brooks Koepka. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, my gosh. It went in a lot easier, he said, until he tore the ligaments.
Yeah, so, like, it didn't.
It didn't.
Like, it didn't
well,
go in easier.
It felt like
everything
but
up.
It obviously did not. He was not on his game. Dr. Koepka was not on his game that week. Oh, my goodness. That is just, ugh. I need some comedic relief. Can we do some comedic relief here, please? You know how much we love the NBA on TNT. Well, they had to start a segment on the NBA on TNT without Kenny because he was not there.
As the Jet almost missed a halftime show in the studio.
What were you doing, man?
I was doing things that studio people need to do.
Need some help on the
apparently involved no shoes.
Yes, indeed.
Any idea what he was doing?
I have to imagine in the bathroom.
But why without your shoes in the bathroom?
See, that's the part that's throwing me for a loop.
Okay, let's Google it. Did you Google it? Did you look on Twitter to find out? Yeah,
no.
Look it up. Let's see what Kenny Smith was doing, why the jet wasn't available, why he was running late from for halftime. Because I would agree with you. Generally, if you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. We all do that. What's that kid's book, Everybody Poops? I mean, at some point, you have to go, but why not your shoes?
Apparently, Kenny says, I was in the film room upstairs. Ernie Johnson says, you were not. Kenny goes, I'm dead serious. Charles Barkley goes, is that what they're calling it now? Did you at least light a match?
Oh, no, Charles. Gross. That is not humor for mixed company or on national TV.
I'm imagining it's a public bathroom since it's a workplace.
But why would you go to a public bathroom without your shoes?
That's where I'm going with this.
No, never. There needs to be no one ever in a bathroom without his shoes. That'd be like, here's the first public bathroom that comes to mind. First of all, Penn Station, which is...
Oh my gosh.
I mean, you'll get a disease if you take off your shoes in Penn Station. But number two...
If you don't.
That's in New York City. Number two, think about a plane. A public bathroom on a plane, right? And it's a limited number of people, but there's only two or three of them, so everyone uses the bathrooms. Would you go in there without your shoes on?
Never. Absolutely not. There's no way.
Ew. So I'm going to assume he was watching film. I think that's what he was doing.
But why would you need to take his shoes off to watch film either? And
well,
I guess it makes sense
need
to watch
to.
TV.
Maybe he had his feet up or I don't know. I'm just saying
that little halftime show.
The part about... No, he almost missed the halftime show.
Oh, right.
The part about not having his shoes makes me believe there's no way he was in a bathroom. He couldn't have been. Maybe he was taking a nap. That's it. He wasn't watching the first half. He was taking a nap. Also, why would you be watching film during a game? Right? Wouldn't you be watching the game?
Right, you're watching the game.
Not film.
The film's not there yet. It's live. There's no film.
Inquiring minds want to know. Does anybody remember Arsenio Hall? Things that make you go, That's probably before your time. When I was in college, I watched a lot of Arsenio Hall late night. I don't remember the name of the show, but he was hysterical. Anyway, I feel as though my show is, and my brain, is much more enlightened by thinking about Brooks Koepka putting his own kneecap back in place. Oh, I think I felt a wave of nausea. Oh, my goodness. So let's never talk about that again, ever, okay? Can that be a rule? Let's make a pact. We're never talking about Brooks Koepka and his knee ever again.
We'll leave that one.
We'll leave that one out. But I do want to do a little football because I think this will be fun. Two completely different revelations. That's a good word. Two completely different revelations by two wide receivers in the NFL this week. Marvin Jones. Back to Detroit, blown away by the changes. Tyreek Hill, he's a little disillusioned. Just a little disillusioned. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Tua back to throw. The left-hander rolling left, stepping up. Deep ball unleashes it down the field between the hash marks. Has a man caught inside the five. And he's dragged down at the one-yard line, and it is the cheetah, Tyreek Hill, with a big gainer for Miami. And it's first and goal for the Dolphins after a 52-yard pitch and catch.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Westwood One, the Miami Dolphins, they had it rough last year in terms of their quarterbacks. From Tua Tagovailoa to Teddy Bridgewater to Skylar Thompson, back to Tua, back to Teddy, back to Skyler. It was a mess. All the while, rumors of how Tom Brady would play for them in 2023. And Tua is reportedly healthy. Tua is doing great, according to Mike McDaniel. It was McDaniel's first year. And even though it was as messy as it was at the quarterback position, now we all want Tua to be healthy, right? It's more important that Tua is healthy than that Tua plays every game of 2022. Likely should have played fewer games in 2022 and maybe wouldn't have had to stay in concussion protocol for as long as he did. But in spite of all of that, the Dolphins made the playoffs. They were 9-8. And a big part of that is what Tyreek Hill was able to inject into the offense. He and Jalen Waddle just made a great 1-2 punch. I do love the Jalen Waddle touchdown celebration. It is my absolute favorite. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's even funny when opposing teams, sometimes defensive players, maybe with an interception or they prevent Waddle from making a catch and then they start to waddle. There are a lot of weapons on this team, not just those two receivers. Those are just the two that I happened to mention. But how about Raheem Mostert? Seemed like he was really critical for the Dolphins' run game early. And then Jeff Wilson, who came over from San Francisco, he kind of picked up the slack late. Mike Gesicki is their tight end. And then a couple of other guys that they would kind of rotate in terms of next receiver. But Tyreek Hill made a massive difference. 1,700 yards receiving, 119 catches, 7 touchdowns. I had him on my fantasy team. He is, if not the number one reason why I won, I will say at the very least, he negated the negative impact of Aaron Rodgers. So they balanced each other out. In fact, Tyreek Hill was like two guys. He was the quarterback and he was my top wide receiver. So I do appreciate that he had a massive first year with Miami. However, may not be long for this world. We're not looking at a Tyreek Hill still playing when he's in his late 30s.
So you're going to, this is what, year 8 for you?
Year 8, baby.
Year 8. How many more years do you think you can play? Do you want to play?
I'm going for 10, man. I'm going to finish out this contract with the Dolphins, man, and then I'm going to call it quits. You know, I want to go into the business side, you know.
You want to be in the coaching too, right?
Yeah, but not for long, though. Like, I want to do so many things in my life, bro.
So if he finishes out year 10, he would be done in 2025. I wonder if he'll change his mind. But right now he's only 29. So we're talking 3 more seasons and then he would be done. For now, though, while he is still active in the NFL, he is going to keep trash talking. Jay and I found this particularly humorous. Now, I get that he was speaking to a Kansas City radio station. They're very familiar with him in Kansas City, obviously. He was drafted by the Chiefs, made a big impact with the Chiefs initially, and then he wanted more money. The Chiefs weren't prepared to give him the money that a contract that he wanted, and so he asked for a trade. Remember, it was down to the Jets or the Dolphins, and he chose Miami, in large part because of the tax benefits. I mean, let's be fair. If you're picking between New York and Florida and you really don't have any qualms about where you play or who you play with, and at the time, Tua versus Zach Wilson being your starting quarterback, okay. So I can understand why you would pick Miami, but I wouldn't say that last year, this time last year, I don't mean last season. I mean this time last year when Tua was trying to decide that you were looking at either one of those teams going, okay. I mean, Miami has a brand new head coach. New York had a guy who was 1 year in. In terms of where they play, same division, a division dominated by Buffalo. Patriots had also made the playoffs out of that division the year before. So not a whole lot of difference between the two teams and franchises and where they were headed. Again, we're using 22 as hindsight now, but a year ago, the big factor, you don't pay income taxes in Florida. And as someone who nearly had a heart attack going through TurboTax with my New York State return earlier this week, I understand there is a major tax burden in New York, and I don't make anywhere near the kind of money that Tyreek does. I make a 0.00000001% of what Tyreek Hill does. In fact, they don't really pay us to do radio. That's kind of the idea. We volunteer. And so he picked Florida. Good move, though. But guess what happened when he left Kansas City? Oh, I don't know. They won a Super Bowl without him. Now, just wait. More background. Hold on. More background. I love telling the story. I love reminding people of what Tyreek told everyone this time last year was that Tua was the most accurate quarterback in the NFL. He couldn't wait to play with Tua. Well, Tua is fairly accurate. Tua is not the best quarterback in the NFL. He does throw a sweet ball, but
the most
come
accurate
on.
Quarterback in the NFL.
But come on now. He also tried to convince us that Tua could throw this incredible deep ball and it was going to be akin to playing like Patrick Mahomes. We know that that's not the case. Patrick has more experience. He's a better quarterback, period. He's a better quarterback on one ankle than Tua is. I'm not saying Tua can't get there, but hello. So Tyreek tried to convince us that there would be no step down for him and for his quarterback. He had 1,700 yards. I love it. But he didn't even play with Tua the whole time. So, you know, it's, anyway, my favorite part of the whole thing was that he actually went next level and said Kansas City's offense would suffer without him. Huh. Well, considering that Patrick Mahomes set a new NFL record with most yards from scrimmage in 2022, and the fact that they had, I believe it was three Chiefs who had not been with them in their last Super Bowl score touchdowns. Actually, I think there were three first-year Chiefs, were they not? We had Isaiah Pacheco, who was a rookie. We had Kadarius Toney, who came over in a trade, so he was not with them the year before. First-year Chief. Who was the – there was someone else that was a rookie that scored. Oh, gosh, I'm going to have to look at the box score. I think it was two rookies and Kadarius Toney, who scored in the Super Bowl. They were three of the guys who scored for the Chiefs. So the fact that they won a Super Bowl without him is my favorite part of this whole thing.
Sky Moore,
thank you. Okay, so Sky Moore, Isaiah Pacheco, and Kadarius Toney. All three scored touchdowns, first-year Chiefs. There's something to be said for the system, for Andy Reid, for the quarterback. Obviously, we know about the fact that Travis Kelce attracts a ton of attention, blah, 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 blah. But there was no drop-off. And they won another Super Bowl. But I understand if you're Tyreek Hill and you're going back to do radio in Kansas City for Sports Radio 810 WHB, well, you're just going to keep talking.
Chiefs Kingdom, when the Miami Dolphins come to Arrowhead Stadium this year, guess what we going to do? I hate to throw up the peace sign against y'all. I hate to do it. But guess what? I'm going to be y'all worst enemy that day.
You
better change
that.
The signals. I know every signal y'all got.
Except who cares? It's a regular season game. They won the Super Bowl last year. It just feels like some misplaced trash talk right there.
He's playing defense now.
Who cares?
You know the offensive signals. I agree. Are you going to be able to relay that to your defense? I mean, you could tell them beforehand, sure, but I'm pretty sure they'll change some of the hand signals. But you're not on the field against the Chiefs' offense.
Who cares? They're the Super Bowl champs.
They're not thinking about him, exactly. Yeah. Like, why they don't care? He's thinking about them. They won. They moved on, man. They already won a Super Bowl. Like,
it's like, well, I'm going to use a relationship analogy. It's like a girl who gets dumped by a guy, and then she hooks up with Brad Pitt. Well, he's kind of damaged goods these days, but hooks up with, just name some hot to trot celebrity right now. She's not thinking about him anymore. Go ahead, Jay. You name one.
Harry Styles.
Yes, Harry That's Styles. Okay, that is a good one. It is a good one for sure. She's moved on. He's moved. They've moved on. They do not care what you're doing, nor about the trash you're talking when you're sitting at the bar by yourself. Nope. Doesn't. It holds zero water. The bucket holds no water.
You're not into NFL trash talk in April?
Well, not just that. When it's your former team that just won a Super Bowl without you. Jay and I, so Marco, this is really funny. Jay and I were talking about this and we were giggling like little kids on Thursday afternoon. What's the point of talking trash when the team just won a Super Bowl without you?
Jabroni.
I mean, it's hard enough to do in April to begin with.
Yes.
Never mind they're coming off a Super Bowl victory.
Right.
But I get it. You're on the radio in Kansas City, and you got to say something. It can't just get on the radio and go, you're right, you guys didn't miss me. I mean, hell, you won anyway without me. I mean, obviously, I proved no purpose on this team. I shouldn't have been here to begin with. I should have never got paid. Like, what are you going to say?
Own it, Tyreek Hill. You just own it. Good for you.
I just feel like Mahomes is going to see this, or Andy Reid's going to see this and just go, okay.
Who
like,
cares?
Yeah, they don't care.
Who cares?
Who the f*** is that guy?
Yeah, I mean.
Drive Travis probably will have that reaction. Oh, my gosh. It's just funny stuff because it just doesn't matter. As you point out, it's 2 months after a Super Bowl. They're still celebrating their Super Bowl. They might not have even started working out again. And you're going to trash talk about
it. That's what I'm saying. Patrick Mahomes in the Caribbean right now is not overly concerned about what Tyreek had to say. And to be honest, even if he said it to him in a text, because I'm probably sure they still probably talk, he would still laugh at it. Like, bro, I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Right.
Like, as in ring. Yeah, ring is the thing.
They don't care.
Yeah, funny stuff. Good for you, Tyreek, though. You own it, man. Just own it. I love this laugh. All right. Coming up, I mentioned we got a little more football fodder for you. Marvin Jones couldn't be saying anything that's more polar opposite from Tyreek Hill. He is so excited to go back to the Lions. I love this. I absolutely love this. Also, we're about to have some popcorn for dinner. Anyone else want popcorn? No, we are. You're getting ready to leave, right?
A little bit longer, but okay. Yes.
Yeah, so we'll save you some if you want some. It's extra movie theater butter popcorn. That's what's happening. Yeah. I'm just saying we're not going to burn it, so it's not going to smell up the whole newsroom because there's nothing worse than burning the popcorn, but we are about to.
I've been in our newsroom. You could smell it up the newsroom. It's all right. It's better to smell like butter or anything else.
We're ushering in Friday morning. It's a Friday. It's a Fri-yay. It's a holiday weekend for a lot of people. It's spring break for people next week. It's time. It's time to go full throat with the popcorn and soda. We have soda, too.
I'm going to pass.
Well, good, because we're going to share with you. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
And then there's that.
Well, I just can't wait to have popcorn. In fact, since Jay has zero responsibilities on this edition of the show, because Manny's doing everything, Jay's the one who gets to pop the popcorn. But here's the thing, Marco. Do I trust him not to? So there's a very fine line between popping all the kernels, knowing that you've got the most out of the bag of popcorn, and not burning it. Do I trust Jay? I'll let you make the call. Do I trust Jay to do that?
I mean, I would have said yes, but you basically just undressed him by saying he doesn't do anything anyway.
No, he did not. That's a really bad analogy.
If you're kind of useless and not doing anything today, you might as well do the popcorn because, you know, got to be worth something.
I didn't say he was useless. Look at him. He's so uncomfortable. He's so uncomfortable over there. He doesn't know what to do with himself. No,
well, you just said he's got no responsibilities. Okay, you might as well put the popcorn in the microwave.
Tell him what you told me earlier, how uncomfortable you feel over there because you don't know what to do with yourself.
This side is not great. I won't lie.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I'm very busy back here.
Don't know what to do with your hands, huh?
Such a liar. All of you. All of you are all of you right now.
What? Manny got the reference.
I got the reference, too. I don't like it.
Oh, come on. Talladega Nights? It's a funny movie.
Okay. Anyway, time for popcorn, producer Jay. This is how you can make yourself useful.
Yeah, go make yourself useful.
Go make yourself useful. And then if you accidentally turn off Marco's microphone on your way out of the control room, no one's going to miss him.
I can't do that today.
That's true, but he doesn't have control of that over there.
Smart ass right now.
I know now.
Yeah.
Right, because that's not normally my MO.
Wow. Okay. And here I thought that we would all be getting along on this.
We're getting along, but you make it seem like I'm not a smart ass 24/7.
That's true. Sarcasm is my love language, so we do speak the same language. 10 years and running now. All right, we're going popcorn.
You got all kinds of bags over there.
I do. It's a Bag Lady Friday, baby. We're going into a Bag Lady Friday.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Lions on 2nd and 9 from the Packer 11. Stafford out of the gun. He's got it. Wants to throw. Looking right. Throws. End zone. It is. Did he get it? He did. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Marvin Jones. Oh, what a catch. Marvin was well covered on the play by Demaryius Randall, and he just went up and out, fought him for the football. Oh, what a throw. What a catch. What a night so far.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Well, there's a blast from the past. 2017. I can still hear that. It's Dan Miller on Lions Radio. He just sounds different, does he not? His voice sounds different from, 6 seasons ago. So that's kind of fun to hear. And that was when Marvin Jones was a Lion. There's been a bit of a sojourn since then. He left Detroit in 2020. Okay, so he was there from 2016 through 2020, He then ended up in Jacksonville and spent 21 and 22 in Jacksonville. This most recent season, playing 16 games, starting 10. Year before, playing all 17, starting 16 of them. But now is back with the Lions. Ooh. And they say you can't go home again. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence and Manny and Jay and popcorn and soda and, okay, some fudge brownie M&Ms. I'm not saying it's healthy. Marvin Jones back with the Lions.
If I'm not going to play in the West Coast, the only team that I will go play for, if that's not the West Coast, is Detroit. And after that, it really sunk in, and I was like, man, I think, you know, that this could be a thing, you know, talking to like my family and my kid and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, what do you think if Daddy went back to Detroit? You know, just stuff like that. I don't know. But I kind of always had like a feeling, you know, just because I think that this team is better equipped than, you know, any other team that I was, you know, considering. So it's home for me.
Okay. Real talk. When was the last time you heard a free agent of any sort, of any position, say this team, the Lions, is more equipped to win than any other team I was considering? Now, to be fair, he could have also been considering, name a really bad team in the NFL right now.
Tampa Bay.
Wow. He could have also been considering, I was going to go Commanders. He could have also been considering the Commanders. He could have also been considering, now I do believe that the Arizona Cardinals are going to get it together next season. He could have been considering the Cardinals. He could have been considering in his own division, the Green Bay Packers, because they're about to lose a Hall of Fame quarterback, right? He said, of all the teams I was considering, Detroit is the most equipped to win.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
And that's why. I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic. That's my favorite line from Dan Campbell of all time.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
He played 5 years with the Lions, did Jones. So he had the end of the Jim Caldwell era. Could you call it an era? But then he also had the disaster under Matt Patricia. That's what he knew. That's what he knew about Detroit. But now he's back as a free agent with the Lions, and he says they are the team that was most equipped to win. I mean, I feel like we need to hear it from him. Why did you want to go back to Detroit?
It's different. You know, the organization is different in terms of, you know, the culture and stuff like that. You know, it's a team that's obviously, you know, has done some great things and can continue to do great things, you know, and make a push. So that was definitely intriguing. I think, you know, they're in it from the jump, and I always had, you know, I had something, you could ask my son right here, just something in me was just like, I think, you know, I could be going back to Detroit. I don't know. We'll see. So I'm excited.
No, really. I'm being serious here. When was the last time you heard anyone talk like that about the Lions? I think it's amazing. We were on board with the Lions last year. Looked a little bleak when they started out. Was it 1-6? Looked a little bleak when they started out 1-6. And they were about to be the gum on the bottom of the collective NFL shoe. Turns out, that's not where they stayed. Who says we can't get flexed? It took until the very...
Who says we can't get flexed?
You did. The very last Sunday night of the entire NFL regular season. The very last game. And what do you do, Dan Campbell? You freaking embarrass the Packers on their own field at Lambeau on Sunday Night Football and keep them out of the playoffs. Could you imagine a better springboard? If you can't make the playoffs yourself, which they did not, right? It was Seattle that made it instead of them. If you can't make the playoffs yourself, oh, this is the next best thing. At Lambeau. I agree with Marvin Jones. Right now, along with Jacksonville, his former team, I would say Jaguars and Lions are two teams that are set up going into 2023. We know what they can be. And actually, Jared Goff, I mean, I'm just pointing this out. Dan Campbell said recently, Lamar Jackson, he's a great player. He's a great athlete. We're really happy with Jared Goff, and Marvin Jones can't wait to play with him again.
He was a freshman. He's a freshman. He came in at Cal. That was one of the only times I actually went back. I seen him, and I was like, man, I wish you were my quarterback. Like, if you were my quarterback while I was here, what? Man, I'll what? Tell you. Like, what? So I was saying stuff like that, and hey, it's come full circle. Probably like 15 years ago.
Lions fans, where are you right now? You all come out of the woodwork when you're preparing for the worst. No. After the Lions started 1-6, they lost 5 games in a row. They then rattled off 6 wins in their next 7. They rattled off 8 wins in their next 10. Amazing. And now you've got a Marvin Jones who you would think had learned his lesson about Detroit, right? Total full circle moment. I get to go home. It's completely different now. And oh, by the way, I can't wait to play with Jared Goff. Are we in the Twilight Zone? What is happening? I love this. Wait, is it time for football yet? Please? Can we get closer to football, please? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing. Help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL Plasma Center and be rewarded for your generosity.